A Victorian axeman has sliced through a 50-year-old wood chopping record. That world record was set in 1965 in the Tasmanian town of La Trobe by Clayton Stewart, who took 13.7 seconds to chop through a 30-centimetre log. His son has been offering $50,000 to anyone who could do better. And yesterday, at Australia Day celebrations in La Trobe, Glenn Gillam did just that, as Felicity Ogilvie reports.
It took axeman Glenn Gillam just 12.12 seconds to chop through a 30-centimetre wide block of wood and break a 50-year-old wood chopping record.
And away they go, and this is a magnificent race. All three of them are around in the back. Literally nothing in this race. Glenn Gillam, who's holding the world record, he's about to drive it again.
Glenn Gillam's driving home to Victoria, not just with the new record, but a $50,000 prize.
Lost for words, just pure excitement, like a kid at a candy shop. Yeah, just an achievement that I thought I'd never be able to do, which I have done, and words can't describe.
The man who offered the cash prize was Errol Stewart, whose father held the record until yesterday.
To do it, you have to cut 12 blows in a log, so it's a 12-inch log or a 300-centimetre log, and you have to put 6 hits in the front and 6 hits in the back. You've got about a second to go, so there's 12 seconds gone, and you've got to turn around your log, which is another second, so that's 13. He did it in 12, so just an outstanding achievement. And, you know, you might never see it happen again.
Glenn Gillam perfects his chopping technique by splitting wood in his backyard.
Cutting logs off, in a sense, so you get rhythms, stroke and hit placement, so everything's lining up in sync. It's no good going out there training on something that's twice the size of what you're going to go and do, because the method's not right. You need to train on what you're going to compete in to have everything down pat.
What is the secret to being able to cut a 30-centimetre wide log in only about 12 seconds? How did you do that?
Brute force, sheer ignorance. Blinkers on. Basically, I've grown up with an axe in my hand since I was a toddler, and it's just been natural ability all along in life.
What makes the new record more extraordinary is the fact the old record of 13.7 seconds didn't just fall under Glenn Gillam's axe. Another Victorian, Braden Meyer, clocked 12.54 seconds during a heat, but then Mr. Gillam chopped faster, not once, but twice.
Braden Meyer broke the record first up, and then I broke it the consecutive couple of times again after that. I think he cut it at 13.4 or something, and then I dropped it down to the 12.25, and then the final time was 12.12.
So what's your next woodchop event that you're in training for or will be going on to?
The next major one would be Sydney Royal Easter Show coming up at Easter time for the world titles up there. So I think there's about 8 weeks before Easter kicks off this year. So it's coming close. So there'll be a little bit of time spent in the backyard training on specific size logs for the application that I'm going to go and try and win some more world titles for. And there's a few local country shows where I'll step out and have a hit with all the local guys throughout the touring countryside.
And what do you do with the wood that you chop up in your backyard for your training?
I keep my mother-in-law firewood supply well up there.
Glenn Gillam works as a diesel mechanic and says he'll be using his Tasmanian prize money to help pay off his mortgage.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting there.